Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is indeed the afternoon show here on WEEI, and we go from one familiar voice from his Fit Studios to another familiar voice in our studios, Mego Megan Ottolini in the building. Mego, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you look great, according to, where'd it go? It scrolled out of the damn Twitch chat. Why is that okay?
What do you mean?
Can we get into that?
Why is it okay to say I look great?
Yeah.
Because she does look great.
Thanks.
That was creepy. That was creepier.
No. It's not. I don't think it's creepy. Okay? I am a woman in sports.
Yeah, but how do I know?
A woman in sports. Give me all the compliments.
Yeah, but what if, I feel like there's a third rail there.
What
just because it's not a third rail for you.
You can't get body part specific. That's where it gets
Oh, is that
weird.
The rule?
Yeah. Well, to me, that's my personal
What about
role.
Tone? Hey, you look great today.
No,
hey,
that's creepy too.
Doing? Thank
yeah,
you.
But it's like, hey.
See, everybody's going to line for
you
creep.
You walk in and go, hey, you look great. Thank you. If okay. I walk in and somebody says, hey, your butt looks great, I'll be like, that's weird. That's a weird thing.
I think that's a clear crossing of the line.
Okay, how about if somebody says your legs look great? I've gotten that in the workplace.
Well, I
before.
Heard there was a lot of talk about your feet on the old iteration of the show.
Okay,
you
let
don't
me give
want
you
anything to do with my feet.
I hate feet. It's not your feet. All feet
no,
are gross.
Okay, if you think all feet are
nope,
gross,
keep them covered.
Mine
we're
is
not
like
doing feet.
Mine is like a body horror film.
Nope, we're not doing feet. But no, serious question. So like, there's these various lines of what's appropriate and what isn't, and we're going to get mm-hmm. into the Patriots in a minute because I know you were down at Gillette today. But just okay. a quick aside here, because once I was at Gillette. And a female reporter, who I will not name, we were in a group session. As you know, group sessions happen in front of players' lockers
You're
a lot.
You're talking about a scrum in front
yes.
of a locker.
I have a different word for it that's inappropriate for the radio, so I won't say it.
Okay.
Rhymes with...
No.
Like when he gets uncomfortable back there. Anyway.
And I honestly didn't know what you were
so
going to say.
So I was standing there sideways. You know how you stand? You got your recorder out?
Test your arm strength.
And it gets really heavy really fast.
It's so hard, our
and then
jobs.
If you have to switch hands, it's hard to like rotate around inside
and
the group
awkwardly,
setting.
You like hip check
yeah.
some
then,
TV reporter next to you.
And then you
like,
start shaking and
yeah.
you're like, I'm supposed to be in pretty good shape.
It's,
I go to the gym.
It's really hard what we do.
Anyway, there was a woman right behind me. And she rubbed my back up and down.
Stop.
And that's what I was
on
thinking.
On purpose or because
Absolutely.
She was switching recorders?
No.
Switching
no.
My,
no,
her
it was,
mic hand.
It was just pure backhand. There
Ladies
was no recorder.
Jumbo.
And she just rubbed it up and down. And then she did it a second time and was like, hey, how are you?
Wait, were you wearing a furry jacket or something?
Nope.
Something plush
nope.
where she said,
and
I
know I'm
feel
like
this?
Touchable and I look touchable okay. and all that and enjoyable.
Touching is almost always inappropriate. Unless okay. you're my friend, we've worked together and you come up and give me a big hug. You know, we have to have a real relationship.
I'm not a hugger.
I like doing it to flip it on its head. Like to my friends, I like to sometimes make them uncomfortable by hugging them in front of football players.
Okay, so I'm telling you I am a hugger so that you never make me uncomfortable by trying to hug
okay.
me because I don't want to be hugged. Anyway, she's Mego. She looks great according to the
Thank
Twitch
you.
Chat and according
That's
to Stiz.
That's really weird, Andy. I can't believe that happened to you.
Oh, yeah, I know. And
how, can I
think
ask
if
how
it was
long
the,
ago this was?
It was a while ago, probably like 8 to 10 years.
Wow. I wonder if she
I was younger, I was hotter back then.
I wonder if she was drunk or something.
I mean, that's a possibility. That would add layers to the story. I just feel like if that happened in the other way, it would have been an issue.
Very much harassment.
Right?
Like it's harassment? No, it's an issue.
And I probably could have gone
to
Stacey James and been like,
if I saw someone doing that, I would be very, I would assume you two had a relationship outside of work.
I don't want that. Definitely don't want that to be the assumption. Anyway, we're moving on. Speaking of moving on, the Patriots are moving on to a big game in London. We started the show asking a simple question. Do you want the Patriots to win? Because if they win, they might not get the number one overall pick because this game will go a long way in those standings later in the year, tiebreaker, the whole thing. And so you can weigh in on that first. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, of course I want them to win.
Why?
I want them to win, first of all, because I do think this is a little bit of an international toilet bowl. And Jacksonville is on fire. They have a coach who's saying that there's a culture problem. And it's looking at
Isn't it your culture
going,
coach?
Yeah, who sets the culture there?
Right.
And that team is spending another week together in London after looking like the locker room who hates one another the most as an outsider watching that team.
Yeah.
I think that it also, the wins in terms of your quarterback's confidence can go really far away. So he's in his second start. He had a 20-point loss, even though I really liked the performance overall. Same. He had a 20-point loss at home last week. If he wins on this big stage in London and that team comes back, they're not going to be contending anything. They're not going to be fringy playoff team or anything like that. But I think you need to find some wins for your quarterback.
Okay.
And even just for your locker room to remain somewhat functional.
I will say I have found it interesting. Even before he had played a game, he mentioned the importance of winning. And sort of a reference to, like, we've been losing. Like, it's just kind of simple. We need wins. And then this week he talked about feeling better with the confidence. We just heard the clip and then going over there. Maybe let's get a win and maybe we can stack some together.
Like, look, it's one thing if you're in the situation you were in last year and you know that you're getting to an end of something, be it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Belichick's career with the Patriots, yep, or what you're doing with Mac Jones. At this point in the season, you kind of knew the direction everybody was rowing in. This is a different thing. You're building something, and yes, you want a good pick, but I still think that you want to find some wins on this roster so that you're moving in the right direction. Otherwise, you could have outright complete dysfunction, even worse than you have right now, by week 9. And that doesn't do any young quarterback any good.
So then in that lane, where do you think this team is? We saw Drake May. He looked really good in certain points, and he looked like a rookie quarterback making his first start at other times.
The whole first quarter.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. That's why some of us wanted him to play sooner rather than later, because you would get to the point where he looks like a experienced week 5 quarterback.
Or
in
you could
five.
Look at that and say, wow, I can see where the rough edges around him.
Sure.
Seems like they got some of that out of his system in the first couple weeks.
Sure. And so there is a certain hopeful momentum at the quarterback position, which seems to have spilled over. You had some audio. You were with Pop Douglas today. Certainly seems to have spilled over to the wide receivers. And why wouldn't it? They were getting the ball. They were getting it downfield. They were getting it in stride so they could score touchdowns. They were having fun. We were playing Bon Jovi. Like, everything was different. They scored 3 touchdowns with the passing game, had 2 in the first 5 weeks. Not a surprise that the receivers are a little happier than they had been. But is the team trending in the right direction? Because you were down there today. Gerard Mayo said, oh, there's going to be changes. There are going to be changes. Mm-hmm. Starting lineup changes. Changes. Well, that means you don't have a full team momentum. Because if you had full team momentum, you wouldn't be making changes. So you're pulling the plug somewhere. A, how concerning is that? Week 6, week 7. And B, what's your prediction? We did some of these earlier. Prediction for these changes in the starting lineup. I'll throw one at you that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Polk.
Yeah, that's the one that clearly comes to mind for me, too. And it's not just because of the drops that he had last week or the, you know, the heel that couldn't get down in the end zone and all this stuff.
Or the dancing in the middle of the field.
Right. Like, that's, I just think that somebody like Kayshon Booty showed that what we've heard from behind the scenes about who he's been in practice, which is Pop today said, I've watched him make that throw or make that catch with that exact throw in practice so many times.
Right.
When I watched it happen in real time, it was like, here we go. I know what I'm about to see. And that kind of thing is like, wait, we were seeing this behind the scenes and you couldn't get him out there in that position earlier than
right.
that? That seems more like a Jacoby Brissett / AVP problem to me. I'll just say that's an obvious one. I don't know what they're going to do with the offensive line because I think DeMontre Jacobs has really been out of his depth with mm-hmm. the performances that he's had to have. But Mike Onwenu is not in shape.
Yeah.
He's not.
I know that
they're talking about moving him to tackle. He's not in shape. Have you watched back any of that tape from Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
He's not moving well.
I know they pushed back on that he gained 80 pounds, and I don't know if 80 was accurate, but he got fat and happy with his contract, literally.
I don't know if that's exactly what's happening, or maybe he thought it would be better to get bigger at that position, but that concerns me, too. Like, I don't know what changes you make with the starting.
You can't bench him, though.
No, you can't. But I heard you guys when coming in, and I know that Mayo was asked about, will he be moved to right tackle?
Right.
Can he move like a tackle?
Probably not.
I don't know.
No.
Is that an improvement there? I don't know. DeMontre Jacobs is a problem, not in the way that you look at NBA players and you go, wow, Jason Tatum is a problem.
Right.
It's like, no, that's a problem. You got to fix it.
And they have problems. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just the offensive line penalties. It's not just Polk and his drops. And it was interesting to hear Mayo earlier in the week bring in his blocking, which I think was a more damning comment, actually, than the drops.
Do you think because that's about, like, effort and focus when you're not the playmaker?
I actually think that's what's going to get him benched, is the blocking. Because that's defense in basketball. Like, do you want to play defense? Then play defense.
Yeah, you got to make the hustle play.
Right.
And it can't always be you looking for
the
catch.
We all have slumps, and we all drop the ball. I mean, Amari Cooper just got traded. Josh Allen's in love with him. He's dropped a lot of passes here. I think he has, like, a 43% catch percentage. We looked it up. So that's a part of the position. But if you're not going to block and you're a rookie receiver on a team that wants to run the ball, right, wants the running game to be part of the offense.
In theory.
Well, I know in theory because they don't run it.
I don't know who's going to be running that ball.
We might move off that because you're right. Ramondre Stevenson is hurt, and you now have a quarterback that you probably think can sling it around the field.
And
just
can run the ball.
Bit, can run on his own a little bit and has receivers that suddenly seem more engaged or tied into the offense and excited. So she is Megan Ottolini. She is joining us for the next couple hours here on the WEEI afternoon show. And after trending, we have another special guest. There's just guests everywhere. Who knew you needed so many people to fill the shoes of Christian Arkand, that afternoon yeller here on WEEI? But you do. We have Mike Giardi joining us on the phone to talk all things Patriots. We will talk about win or a loss in London. We will talk about the sky's the limit for this new passing attack led by Drake May. We'll talk about lineup changes. We'll talk about whatever the hell Mike Giardi wants to talk about. But first, as always, he's the Stizzard of Oz. He's behind the curtain. He's behind the mic. And this is Trending.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.